Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are going to be many a man and woman stand before the Lord and give an account for a ministry they never did. They were called to do it, and they never did it, and they're going to be held accountable for it. So, don't point any fingers. It shows ignorance. Don't point any fingers and get all stirred up about what they ought to do with their money. What are you doing with your money? They are to walk in love. You are to walk in love. You're not going to stand before the Lord and give an account for me.
That's right.
When you stand before the Lord, your wife ain't going to be there. Your husband ain't going to be there. Mom and daddy ain't going to be there. I'm not going to be there. You are going to give an account for you. Not for me. Not for what I did or didn't do. That's why we're not supposed to judge. How many understand it's a full-time job keeping up with yourself and doing what you're supposed to do? And people who are always talking about what other people should do are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You can mark it down. Scripture says so. Everybody's always got an opinion about, well, they ought to do this, and I don't think this is right, and they shouldn't do this. These are people who are not doing themselves what they should be doing. So let's not me judge you, you judge me, but let's get on ourselves about getting excited, not condemned, getting excited about growing in this love command so that we can know in our spirit, man, I'm making progress in this. I did better today than I've been doing. Right? I'm growing. I'm advancing. I can tell. You can sense it. He said, you are taught of God to love one another. Did you see that? And that's what we're releasing our faith for. That the Lord himself is and will teach us how to keep the love command over these next days and weeks. That was a little bit weak. What else you want to talk about? Huh? You know something better? Everybody said out loud, we are believing that the Lord is teaching us how to love each other. We are growing in this. We're increasing. More and more abounding in the God kind of love. It's something to be excited about, not something to be depressed over. Now, we saw that this is a command. You don't have to turn there, but let me remind you of it. John 13, 34 and 35, he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, it's up on the screen, as I have loved you, that you love one another. What is the commandment? Love each other. How? As the Master has loved us. Now, you know, before the Master came in the law, it was love your neighbor as yourself. That was the standard. Of course, that's still good. But that's not what Jesus said here, is he? He could have just repeated the law. He could have said, you know, this is the commandment. Reading after 1 John, he said, a new commandment I give you. Then he said, it is the commandment you've already received. But there's a different emphasis here. Now what's he saying? What is the standard now for loving people? The standard for you loving anybody is how Jesus has loved you. That's the standard. And that's what we measure how we treat each other by how he has treated us. What he has done for us. And I am to love you like he has loved me. You are to love me. You are to love each other like he has loved you. Is that important to him?
Yes,
Is it a side thing? Is there anything more important that he told us to do? It's it. He said, by this, he went on to say, verse 35, didn't he? By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. Not because we go to church. Not because we dress a certain way.
Right.
Not because we use these and thous and seem to be religious to the outside world, or that we talk in tongues, or that we believe in miracles, or even that we see healings, or we see manifestations of power. He could have said all that. He didn't say it. How are people going to know he is real and we're really his? This is it. By, if, he said, you have love one to another. This is the command. We said command means it's an order. It is a requirement. It's not something you try to do. It's something you do. It's not something you should think about doing, maybe arrive at some point. It is an order. He expects us. He requires us to do this every day. Somebody say, I've been ordered. To love as he loves me. Now, the thing about an order, you don't have to feel like doing it to do it. You don't have to feel like it. I mean, in the military, they know this. You get an order from somebody that's over you in rank. You don't stand there and go, well, let me see how I feel about this order. You know, I just don't feel like obeying. Well, they got ways of making you feel something else. You could have all kind of feelings. In the brig, on different duties. I don't feel like doing that. No, an order is an order. It's got nothing to do with feelings. And this is what confuses people. What do you mean? How can I love somebody and I don't feel love towards them? Well, you don't know what it is. Love is not a feeling. God is love. You can treat people right. You can treat people good and you don't feel like it. You can obey the order without the feeling. Huh? The Bible said, husbands, love your wives. Now, of course, that's based on feelings, right? Huh? Because you can't do what you don't feel. Right? I mean, what if you don't feel love? Well, the thrill is gone. And you just can't help who you fall in love with and who you fall out of love with. But you know the passion is gone. And it's just not the same. And it died. And we don't know why. It is so sad that so many Christians are so ignorant about what love is. They're just as ignorant as the world.
That's right.
They love, you know, their Mustang, and they love pizza, and they love soccer, and they fall in love and fall out of love, and it's all about feeling, feeling, feeling. That's why marriages are just falling one after another, because people don't even know, they don't know how to love each other. They think love is a feeling. No, you got the strongest love when you don't have feelings.
Amen.
When you got contradictory feelings, when you got opposite feelings, that's when real love shows up.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You feel like slapping somebody, but you just smile and bless them and do something nice for them.
Thank you, Lord.
You feel like giving them a piece of your mind and telling them where they can get off. But you don't do that. You treat them like you love them, even though you don't feel like you love them. You act like you love them, even though you don't feel like you do. This is real love. If you do that, feelings can return. And feelings can get stronger than they ever were. If you'll do it. Say it out loud, I don't live by my feelings. I'm not a carnal Christian. I walk by faith.
I walk in love.
No matter how I feel. So it is a command. Command, it's an order. Say it one more time. I have been ordered. By the head of the church.
To love other people.
No No matter how I feel.
No matter what I
think.
No matter what they've done.
I have been ordered
to love others
as He's loved me. See, Romans says He loved us while we were His enemies. We were not giving Him any warm and fuzzy feelings when He made the commitment to go to the cross for us. He loved us when we weren't loving Him. That is the God kind of love. And if anybody's ever done that for you, you will never forget it, will you? You ever had anybody believe in you when you didn't believe in yourself? Somebody love you when you didn't even like yourself? Somebody keep loving you when all you had done is hurt them and make their life miserable and they just loved you anyway? When they do, you'll never forget it. You'll never forget them. You'll never forget it. You'll be thankful the rest of your life. Well, why don't you do it for somebody else? Why don't we do it for another person?
Yes.
Greatest gift you can give anybody is not money and not stuff. Now, it can be expressed through some of these things. But the greatest gift you can give any person, include your children, your spouse, a stranger, is to believe in them and love them. Love them means treat them like they're important. Treat them like they're valuable.
Yes.
Now, we begin to get into how to do this. How do I keep the love order? I've been ordered to do it. And if you take it seriously, what should your next question be if you go, I've been ordered to do this? How do I do it? Right? I made up my mind I'm going to do it now. I've been ordered to do it. I've made up my mind I'm going to do it. What should be the next question?
Yes, sir.
What if you were thrust into the, you know, as it happened some years ago with military and we were short on flyers and they thrust you and you're ordered to learn how to fly airplanes. And you already, you know, got no choice. You've been drafted and you're ordered. And here you are with a little flight suit and a notebook. You've never even seen an airplane. You've been ordered to fly it. You got to do it. What should your next question be? Somebody. Somebody help tell me how to fly this thing. Right? Show me how. So I don't hurt myself. Or somebody. Somebody, please show me how. Well, that's what we're into. How to keep the love command.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Does No Harm, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106B. That's R1106B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.